one of the things that Christina Hagen has going against her, though, is that she doesn't live in the district.
Well, that raises an important question. She ran 2 years ago for the nomination for a Republican Party candidate in the 16th district. She ultimately lost to Anthony Gonzalez, who won that seat. Right. So how is she able to do this?
Well, the only thing that is necessary from a legal standpoint is that she's a resident of Ohio. So she could run in any congressional district in Ohio. Ironically enough, she was not a resident of the 16th congressional district either when she decided to run for that seat and eventually lost in the primary to Anthony Gonzalez. She's actually a resident of the 7th congressional district. So it's close to the 13th congressional district. It's within driving distance. But I think that's one of the challenges she's going to have to overcome is convincing people that she, you know, understands the needs of the 13th.